KSL at night. KSL at night.
We're back on KSL at Night alongside Leah Murray. I'm your host, Greg Skordis. And Leah, this week marks the 194th annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Starts tomorrow. So we've been previewing some of the special coverage being put together by KSL News Radio. If you recall, two nights ago, we had Debbie Dujanovic on. She's doing a segment on a young man with bipolar disorder who had an incredibly bad breakdown at the Salt Lake Airport in January of this year. Last night, we had a little more fun interview with Jessica Lowell from KSL Radio, who also talked to us about the cold plunge, if you recall. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of fun with that, just jumping in the cold bathtub or the cold water and how that refreshes you. Tonight, we have with us our own Amy Kobabe, who is always generous with her time, who's going to talk to us about something different. And before we get to that, I want to back up a little bit, because when we started the program tonight, we talked with Robert Spendlove, who talked to us about the economy and the fact that jobs have gone better, employment, a lot of jobs were created, unemployment has gone down to a new low, wages have gone up, hourly rates have gotten better. But he was a little concerned about the fact that the housing market was still continuing to go higher and higher, and the interest rates are probably not going to come down. So I think this dovetails really nicely in what Amy, her name is Amy, Kobabe is going to talk to us about. Sorry, Amy. Which is the housing market. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. That's a perfect introduction, because I just looked up Redfin has the median home price in Utah for the last month. It was $542,000. And that's near where it even peaked just a few years ago in 2022. So we're still seeing those really high prices, and that impact on people is what I really dove into with this conference special: impact on selling homes, buying homes. I even spoke to one woman. She's a renter, and she and her husband are trying to get out of that situation, and it's just been really difficult for them. So it's not just numbers. You know, a lot of times we talk about housing and we just talk about the numbers, but this is really impacting people and their lives.
Amy, can you tell us why, like, how do you pick a topic? Does that make sense for special conference coverage? Did someone assign that to you, or you have feelings based on your own experience?
This is something, great question, that I've heard a lot of people talking about. It's what my friends and I are talking about. I've now reached that point in my life, I guess. But so I pitched this as an idea, and was grateful that the higher ups above me, editors, said, hey, that is a good idea. Talk about that. And I think that having that curiosity kind of helps, because I get to ask the questions, you know, hey, how much did you buy your home for?
Yeah.
Because it's something we all want to ask. And I did actually ask one woman who, first time home buyer, she bought her home and paid about the median home price, or at least it was listed for that. She paid a little bit less, and is happily living in her new home. But she told me that she was delusional when she first started the process of looking, and had to really change her expectations because, you know, what she could afford was either in a neighborhood she never wanted to live, or it required a lot of work that she just couldn't put into it. So it's a topic that I was really interested in, and I think I'll continue to be interested in kind of how it develops, because it's one of those that our leaders are talking about, and they're looking at, you know, some reform there. I don't dive into the reform as much, but maybe in a future special we can do that.
Amy, it seems like in Utah our house prices, house values continue to rise. I mean, this market in Utah has just been red hot for some period of time. Interest rates are continuing to be pretty high. It seems like, notwithstanding the good news we have about the economy, the bad news for young home buyers, young people who really want to buy a home, is it's still a little bit out of reach for a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The family that's renting that I spoke to, They really talked a lot about how, you know, they both have good careers. They're well established in their careers. They're making more than they've ever made in their entire lives. And they really expected that at this point, they wouldn't be looking at, you know, renting a townhome, but that's what they're able to afford. And she said, we don't want to be house poor, but we also, you know, we want our kids to have room to grow with a yard. And where they're living right now, they just don't have that. It also kind of changed the perspective for her. We have a cut here on, you know, just looking forward to the future.
I mean, we've talked about a lot of things is like, what as parents can we do to help her in her future, you know, because I don't think it will get better. Like, I think that it will just continue to get worse.
What do you hope?
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, what do you hope listeners get out of your special? Does that make sense? When they're hearing the stories that you are bringing, how do they, like, what, you know, what would be the top of line takeaway?
I think just different perspectives was kind of the goal here. So I spoke to a realtor, I spoke to a home builder, a renter, and a new home buyer. And all of those perspectives are something that they bring something unique to the table. It's not just the governor saying that this is an issue. And so I think that if you're in a home right now, or if you're looking for a home, you know, this might expand your kind of perspective on the process, where it sits in Utah, and, you know, maybe some of the solutions as well, as far as, you know, how can we get to where it's just a little bit easier, a little bit more like part of a foreseeable future for more people.
Amy, we had a legislator on last year. Right during the legislative session. And we had the Utah Housing Director, I think his name is Dave Damshin, on this year. And they both talked about this first-time homebuyer program that Utah started that really gives people a foot in the door. Listening to the last soundbite that you had, the woman said, I don't expect it to get better. But it seems like they are trying to do some things in Utah. Maybe people just aren't aware of that, or maybe there just aren't enough new homes and new construction for people to get into that. Were you able to address those issues at all with people and say, hey, there is some light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, a little bit. It seems like, just you said, it's not something that people are really aware of, and maybe that's something that, you know, they need to incorporate in these programs, is some public outreach and marketing. I did, though, talk with the realtor, Thomas Wright, who's really sharp on this and has done it for a while. He talked about the fact that there's just not enough homes on the market right now. And it's been like that for several years now, that's also driving up demand. And so if you're in the market, you know, you've got a lot of competition with others. It's not even just the affordability, it's the competition that a lot of people are struggling with in getting to that home that, you know, sometimes there's one or two in a really desirable neighborhood that are less than $500,000. And so there's a lot of competition there that could drive that home up even further in those prices in the future, you know, in that neighborhood. So that's also at play. And I didn't dive in as deep into some of those programs, but yeah, that's one option that people are looking at and using, and hopefully that can alleviate. I think it's just going to take a lot of time to get there where those are maybe top of mind.
Amy, tell our listeners when and how they can listen to your program.
Perfect. My favorite question. So this will be Saturday, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And if you miss it, because I know Saturday is busy, you can go to our website, kslnewsradio.com, or go to our podcast, that's Conference Conversations, and just look for it there. It's called Unwelcome Home.
And that was a KSL News Radio reporter Amy Kobabe. You're not with ABC News. Amy, thank you so much. We wish you could be here in the studio with us next time, however, okay?
Okay, sounds great, Greg. We'll do it then.
And we may come back after the break. It's been only 2 days since we talked about an earthquake in Taiwan, but today there was another one, this time on the east coast of our very own country. We're going to talk about that after the break.